Next session. That didn't change that much here in front of the room, but maybe that's easy also because no need to change slides and stuff. So we have again Nicolas Chavan and Séverin Ménard. You've heard the last session, a lot of experience in general mapping in the Global South, basically. So this session that they're going to lead is about the association dynamics in French-speaking Africa, also with it's a few on the OSMF local chapters. So I'm interested what they have to say about this and to hear also about some experiences from people from the Global South about this. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
I would just introduce the context because many of you do not know the both of us. So we are involved in OpenStreetMap in 2008 and 2010. During the very beginning of the OpenStreetMap, humanitarian OpenStreetMap team, US NGO. And now we funded two associations. One is called Projet EOF, that's voluntary based, and the other one is what is called Les Libres Géographes, the Free Geographers, and this is what we use for, economical projects, I'd say. We have been active in empowering, even sometimes creating a community of mappers in more than 10 countries in Africa, and many of representatives are here, through generally 2 weeks training camps funded by the organization, international organization of Francophonie. And so this, you have this country like Senegal was the first one, Mali, Niger, Burkina Faso, Ivory Coast, Togo, Benin, and recently Madagascar, Congo, etc.
Okay. And so during this this last training that we held for 2 weeks with the people and the mappers from those countries, we dedicated a lot of time to governance, the reading of the text of the foundations, all the trademark, and the series of texts arranging the formalization of local chapters. We also paid attention to the conversations of a mailing list and had some group discussions and understanding on that, with the idea to look at the current practices that that are the one of the OpenStreetMap collectives in those countries, with the view of being there and intervening and putting forward some elements for consideration for the OSMF and in the way that it wants to go ahead with registrations of local chapters in a way that can be both respectful of the text, the practices at work in the OpenStreetMap ecosystems, which met the robustness and the success of the project, but as well taking into account dynamics that are very specific to those territories and that shall be catered for as well. So basically, the result of many years of support by the Organisation Internationale de la Francophonie into the local emerging and rise of OpenStreetMap in those territories just materialized into very early constitutions of special collectives. This put us into the necessity of very quickly, after having given to those mappers the technical skills and some capacity building and organization skills, for them to be able to fulfill their activities in safety, the need to do that collectively was something that was very important because of the IT or the GIS or the OSM backgrounds. That was the one of they had because of the learning curve in terms of OpenStreetMap and the efficiency of learning and growing together. And also because of the simple fact that to safely map a city in those territories on your own or collectively, being able to refer to an institutionalized OpenStreetMap association is one way of just not having problems with the people leaving the territories or just with the police. So, despite the fact that we were very aware of a sort of hasty process in terms of first incorporating as an association, which is not the way things develop normally in most of the territory of the North, where you had some practices and at one point things were mature enough for all the people to go and register an OpenStreetMap association and then go eventually the road to apply for a status of local chapter. In those territories, that was a necessity just to have a sort of safe framework for the people that were mapping. The second one was due to the nature of the IT, the free software, and now the open data ecosystem, where you've got already organized groups that are more or less in an opportunistic position, and that could perhaps just registered as an OpenStreetMap collective and just marginalized the pioneers that have been doing most of the work and that have been really making a difference for OpenStreetMap locally in their countries. So that was why very early associations with OpenStreetMap in the name have been started. Because we were very aware of the difficulties to put young people into the necessity of facing the fact of operating as a collective, as an organization. So since 2014, you had some support package on organizational matters spanning both techniques and governance items with the text of the foundations and the like. The second thing that has to be catered for was the way for those mappers that wanted to try to make an economic use of their skills and their ability to create and play with OpenStreetMap or Open Data or GIS data, to have a way to do so with respect to what are the common practices here in our territories in the North, whereby most the foundations and all the registered local chapters are not making a commercial use of OpenStreetMap. And this means that for those young people growing into OpenStreetMap, putting forth an associations, that was meaning that they had to organize an activity outside of that common that common structure of dense, and that was a second layer of possible difficulties. So now, if we look at where things stand with respect to the criteria that emerged for local chapters, we've got obviously things that are diverse and the typology of situations. We can just look at some of those criteria and see where things are okay. A local chapter is supposed to share the goal of the foundation and the mantra of the foundation, which is supporting the OpenStreetMap project without controlling it. And that's something which is really embedded into the DNA of all those mappers. The idea of having an internal governance which is democratic is also something which goes without questions, at least in the way that things are said out and loud. To be a non-profit organization and to be a registered non-profit organization is something that can be difficult in some countries, but there is some flexibility within the OSMF, and that's not something which is a problem a problem per se. Where there is something which is more difficult is to allow mass entry into a local chapters. For 9 of the 10 countries that were present in Lomé. Okay. For 9 of the 10 countries that were present in Lomé, the idea of allowing into their associations someone which is not skilled at all with OpenStreetMap, and of that someone being able to take decisions at the inner level of the collective is something that was seen as a problem. And the idea was to propose a sort of path by which first you map those local collectives are throwing a lot of mapping of training activities. So there is a way for people that just want to go into OpenStreetMap to either self-train themselves or either just go into those training and then have a possibility of entering those collectives. And then there was an idea that a new member into the organization has to spend some time just to basically learn how this organization is working, functioning, knowing the organizations and having the members of the organization knowing him prior being in a position to act at the inner level of this organization in its board. A local chapter, by formalizing the status, is supposed to obey and comply with the text of the OpenStreetMap Foundations, namely its trademark policy. This is where sometimes we've got difficulties. We've got difficulties with the understanding of what are the boundaries of community and what are the boundaries of associations. And there is a tendency and a confusion about the two things, but generally the picture is gotten, at the exceptions of given countries. The second layer of difficulties, if we think that not mixing economic project like a business within a local chapters or an OpenStreetMap national organization is the way forward, that's the way things are working in most of OSMF and local chapters, then there is, in given countries, some difficulty and tendency to try to use the OSM name and the local organization as one way to make project work with humanitarian or development actors. And despite the fact that this is breaching a sort of practices that's happening in the ecosystems and that to our mind and to our views is something which makes the robustness of OpenStreetMap, this is also opening the floor in those countries for more competitions within the organizations and possibly a sort of change of nature of the collectives, moving from something that's meant to support voluntarily the growth of OpenStreetMap into something that's going to be seen as a business with clientelistic relations, more power, more control, a tendency not to train, not to welcome people because then they're going to potentially compete with other members of previously part of the organization with respect to possible paid and project work. Hence, there is a risk of more conflict within the organization and also, yes, a loss of the potential of opening and enlarging the community that that chapter or that association or that informal collective can fulfill. So with those elements in mind, what could be the path for both proto-local chapters from the sites in those territories of Africa and the OSMF? Well, I think that on the OSMF front, what is necessary is to be more present and to try to make the actors more compliant with the text and the documents of the foundations. But this is something which is not specifically to be expected for a local organization, but it's something that is also expected when some big actors from the tech are just misusing or not obeying as per the OpenStreetMap trademark. So this vigilance has to also expand and happen on the ground. There is also, I think, the need perhaps to constitutionalize that practices that is happening at the moment in the foundations and in the registered local chapters, which has been to ban economic work within the OSMF and to keep it really voluntary or let's say outside of a sort of business mind frame. Then there is also a need to be attentive to localizations in terms of making accessible the text of the OSMF into local language. That's a huge barrier, and it was really a painful process to help people translating and understanding the text from a language which is not their language. Then, in terms of the criteria that should be put forward by people from the South, we would say that there would be, yes, I'm just taking 1 minute and I'm done. There would be to be more flexible, have the flexibility in terms of registering the entity, which is okay. Take into consideration the fact that there is a need to have as a sort of entry path or itinerary towards becoming a member of those entity as first being active in OpenStreetMap and taking the time internally to know this. That shall not be seen as a breach in terms of not allowing mass entry. And basically, we will be set for a sort of long-term process whereby both the two groups need to inform themselves about what is happening. I think that the requirement for a formalized local chapters in terms of informing the foundations about the activity shall apply to each proto chapters. And we can also expect from the OpenStreetMap Foundation, shall we've got the means voluntarily or through small economic grants to support this process of adhering to the foundation as a local chapters. So that's basically the elements that we wanted to bring forth to the community and the OSMF members and have present for this afternoon discussions about this Congress of Local Chapters that Youst has been calling for.
What? We have still time for a few questions. Somebody has a question, or a few, I don't know, maybe one or two.
Hi, Xavier from MSF. I do have two questions for you, if I can. So the first one, it's actually, how do you think other like big organization, humanitarian organization, can approach these local communities, uh-huh. And the how actually. And the second question would be, is there already a network between these little localities, and what is the platform where they discuss? Is there, because you talked about competition, but what about also the networking and how they use this network to actually grow?
Okay. Well, thanks for the questions. I'm going to start with the second and the clarification. When I was speaking about competition, I was speaking about the possibility of competition happening. Shall a local chapters was going into a sort of hybrid model by being both a chapter and also a business. The way that we've been working and the way that people have been active around OpenStreetMap has been through a sort of network. And since the very first actions, you had people from Senegal going to support people from Togo and people from other countries just working together and knowing each other and developing their own ties, building their own corporations that some are happening through voluntary schemes, some other very tiny are happening through through economic projects. So that's the first thing. In terms of having a sort of entry door for organization, it's something where you need to have some patience because there is a deficit of communications about what's happening. Usually there is ways for consulting those people through the wiki, the mailing list, and some Twitter or Facebook handles on social media. And in terms of the past, the recommendation will be just to try to stick and be attentive on the way that you're engaging with those actors to make a distinction on what's happening at the community level, what's happening within the framework of an association, and try not to mix economic needs to the way that a local chapter is working. That would be the recommendation, but this is just the view of a couple of people, like 50 of us in Africa, and some of the people may have different views, but this is something for consideration, I think, in OSMF and in OSM at large.
Lot. I think we're going to need to wrap up.
So.
Thanks a lot for the talk and the question. There is also this afternoon this local chapters conference. Yeah.
Yes.
So join there to continue the discussion on local chapters with more points of view, I guess. Thanks a lot.
Thanks very much, Erika.